Hello.
Hello, this is Will from Opinion Research. I'm looking to speak to Mark Williams.
Who's this?
My name is Will, and I'm calling on behalf of Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix and house development. Do you
Go
have a
ahead.
minute? Yeah, thank you.
How many minutes?
About 5 minutes, I will say.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going on the right direction, or do you feel that things have gone off on the wrong track?
Yeah, right direction.
Okay, thank you. Now I would like to ask you some questions about Laveen area of Phoenix. This is the area that lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Ave, and east of Gilga River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Laveen. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read it again?
Sure. No, that's fine.
Okay, thank you so much. And just to make sure we're speaking to people of all ages, may I ask the year you were born?
1973.
1973, thank you very much. Now, next question. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descendant?
No.
No? Okay. Do you consider yourself white, African American, black, Hispanic, islander, multiracial, Asian?
Multiracial.
Thank you so much. Overall, how would you describe the quality life in Laveen? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Fair.
Thank you. Next, I'm going to read a list of things that people say that will improve the quality of life in Laveen. Please rate each of the items on a scale from 1 to 5, where 1 means that it will do very little to improve quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve quality of life in Laveen. You may use any number from 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Laveen. Better public transportation options.
3.
3, thank you. Better street and road maintenance.
4.
Thank you. More affordable housing options to rent or buy.
3.
Thank you. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses.
5.
More dining and entertainment options.
5.
More parks and recreational opportunities.
4.
More good paying jobs.
3.
3. Thank you. Next, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, student, or homemaker?
Employed.
Thank you. How would you say that there are now, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Laveen?
About the right amount.
About the right amount. Thank you so much. And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and corporate professionals in Laveen?
No, not enough of that type.
That will be too few then.
Too few, yes.
Okay. Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read to you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Laveen. Doctor offices and hospitals.
More.
That will be yes, strongly, or yes, somewhat.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay. What about home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
Yes, somewhat.
What about restaurant bars and entertainment venues?
Yes, somewhat.
What about dollar stores and discount chains?
Sure.
That will be somewhat. strongly?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What about grocery stores and supermarkets?
Somewhat less. We have a lot of those.
Okay. Next. In your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more of in Laveen?
Fine dining restaurants, movie theater, a mall, like fashion clothing stores.
Okay. Thank you so much. Next question. Just so you know, we're almost done. Switching gears a little bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Laveen? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? Is it a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a big, big problem?
I don't see it as a problem at all.
Not at all, okay. What about how much of a problem is housing affordability in Laveen? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a big problem, a slight problem, moderate problem, fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
I think slightly a problem.
Slightly a problem. Thank you so much. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read to you a list of kinds of housing for each. Please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more of that housing in Laveen. Multi-family housing like apartments or condominiums?
No.
No. Single-family detached homes?
Yes.
Is that strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
What about housing options for seniors?
Somewhat yes.
What about townhouses or attached homes?
Somewhat no.
Somewhat no, okay. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years, 5 to 10 years, 11 to 20 years, more than 20 years?
11 to 20.
Thank you so much. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, live with a friend or family?
Own my home.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read to you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Laveen. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. Do you oppose or favor a repurpose of replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing? Are you in favor or you oppose that?
Oppose.
That will be somewhat or strongly opposed?
Somewhat.
What about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Somewhat opposed.
What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
Strongly opposed.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like hometown, like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
Strongly opposed.
What about changing zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
Strongly opposed.
What about changing zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings?
Strongly opposed.
Thank you. Just so you know, we are about to be done right now. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year's schooling that you have completed?
You mean high school?
Yeah, the last year in general.
Oh, 12 for high school. Do you mean college too or just high school?
All schooling. That includes high school, college, the last years of your schooling.
Four-year college.
Four-year college. Thank you. What is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get to the right amount. less than 25,000, 25 to 50,000, 50 to 75, 75 to 100, 100 to 125, more than 125.
Oh, you can stop.
Okay. Okay, I got excited there. Okay, thank you so much. Next one. Finally, for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I ask you your first name?
I'd rather not give that.
Okay. Thank you so much, Nate.
So you
have
can,
a wonderful
Jerry. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Jerry.
Have a good day.
You too.